How often does one have to have his mezuzahs checked? So the Gemara says, Maseches Yoma, that mezuzah shel yachid nivdekes pamayim b'shavua, that an individual's mezuzah needs to be checked twice every 7 years. Shapos can explain, it doesn't mean twice every 7 years, it means once every 3.5 years. Then you get to twice every 7 years. So once every 3.5 years, you're supposed to check your mezuzahs, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Yerdei Reish Tzadi Aleph. Rashi explains that the reason for this is twofold. First of all, you want to make sure that your mezuzah is still there. Maybe someone stole it. Maybe it fell down. Second of all, maybe near keves. Maybe it's starting to deteriorate. Maybe the cloth is starting to deteriorate, presumably due to moisture, weather conditions, and you want to make sure that that's not the case. To what extent is the obligation dependent on those factors? Or to what extent is it simply an objective obligation to check every 3.5 years? So we do find that the poskim explain that the details of the obligation do depend and do relate to some degree to the concerns that were just mentioned. So for example, the Chassam Sofer writes, you don't have to have it checked by Sofer. If the point is to make sure that it's still there and that it's not deteriorating, so anyone can see that. You have to check the Tzuras HaOsios. You have to, you know, you don't have to know exactly. You have to check for Chaseros and Yeseros. You just have to make sure that it's still in good condition. So I think the prevalent custom is that people do have it checked by a sofer. Maybe it's a good idea if you know, the ink starts to crack. You want to make sure that you know what to do. But the Mikra Adin, Chassam Sofer writes, you don't have to, because we're just checking to make sure that it's not deteriorating. Does this impact also the question of how often? So the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir based on this. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, bizmanenu, or at least in Nevardik in the late 1800s, he says the weather conditions are very, they really take a toll on the mezuzahs. There's a lot of moisture on the doorposts, and I check it every year. I don't wait every 3.5 years. You have to check it more often. It's not enough. Bizmanenu, would we apply that same reasoning to possibly be mekel? The fact of the matter is that many, many mezuzahs nowadays are indoors, and our houses are well insulated. They don't have the weather beating on them, and there's not that much moisture on the doorposts. And even the ones that are outdoors, we wrap them in plastic, and then we put it in a case. Some of the cases are also pretty good at shielding them from, certainly a lot better than earlier times, that's for sure. So there are many svarim that still just write every 3.5 years, that's what it says. In the Shulchan Aruch, as Yalkut Yosef writes, and others as well. However, there are poskim who write in a chanami, that just like we find that by tefillin, that there is a similar guideline of once every 3.5 years, and nevertheless, bizmanenu, many write that since the batim are made so much more thick, so on the one hand, there's less of a concern of something of something going wrong. On the other hand, opening up the batim sometimes causes problems. So you don't have to check it quite that frequently. So too, Halicha Shlomo writes in Shlomo Zalman Orbach that you don't have to check every 3.5 years if it's in a place which is well protected and well insulated. So it doesn't have to be every 3.5 years. I saw the name of Rav Yoshev as well, that since the concern is that the deterioration, so it would go by the specific factors of the mezuzah. It's still a good idea to check them occasionally. We do find that as time goes on, the ink wears away, starts to crack. But if a person gives himself more leeway than exactly once every 3.5 years, there's certainly what to rely on. Interesting ha'ara in terms of getting mezuzahs checked, that many svarim write, Halicha Shlomo also, and others as well, that it is a good idea to keep track of which mezuzah came from where, and to put them on the same entrance, on the same doorways where you took them down from. What would be the reason for this? That bizmanenu, without getting into all the details right now, but many doorways are chayiv in mezuzah midaraisa, many are chayiv midarabanan, many, it's not so clear that they're really chayiv, it's machlokas harishonim, or machlokas achronim if they're chayiv, and to take a mezuzah from a place which is a mitzvah dirabanan, and to put it to a deraisa, and put it to a place where it's dirabanan, or to take it from a place where it's fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa, and put it in a place where maybe it's not even fulfilling a mitzvah at all, we're just putting it there as a chumrah, that would be considered horada mikedusha. Just like we find that you don't take ritzuos from a shel rosh and put it onto a shel yad, that the shel rosh, kedusha of the shel rosh is considered to be greater than the shel yad. So that would be horada mikedusha. So too with the mezuzah as well. To take it from a Pesach, which is Chayim Midaraisa or Midrabanan, and to put it down to a lower location, we would be considered harada b'kedusha, and therefore preferably one should make sure to put him back in the same places. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.